Radio Moments.
We start 59 years ago and a new BBC network begins, and another step on the road to the creation of Radio 2.
Good morning, everyone. This is the BBC Light programme on wavelengths of 1,500 and 261 metres. It's the first time we've said those words, BBC Light programme, which we hope are going to mean for you now and in the days to come all that is best in radio entertainment from 9 o'clock in the morning to midnight.
The Light programme launching on Long Wave this week in 1945. And it was this week in 67 that the BBC announced a new name for the Light programme and the other BBC networks. It was to become Radio 2. The new Radio 1 was to split away from it, and Radio 1 was going to have, and I quote, light, warm-hearted, swinging programmes. Avoiding, they said, the mid-Atlantic style.
There he is, little thunder, little Stevie Wonder. Gonna lay it on you once there. Whoop it, old
baby. No, nothing mid-Atlantic at all. This week, last year, Radio 2 got its new homegrown jingle package and the first new Sonic logo for 15 years.
BBC Radio 2.
This week, last year, we bid an unexpected farewell to this American broadcaster, aged just 53.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Okay, who on the show will admit that they've come into work without taking a shower?
Me.
Well, I think that's pretty much everybody. We've done way worse than that, haven't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, kid, like, remember that time you came in with gum stuck all over you?
Gum?
Yes.
Oh, it was like caked in my armpit?
Kid Craddock, he was Billboard magazine's Air Personality of the Year. He won a Marconi Award, and the list goes on. Kid Craddock in the Morning was syndicated in 75 markets, and he died this week in 2013. And as is the case with any team show or double act, those he left behind were faced the following day with the task of carrying on.
I'm not going to be able to have my Ed Sheeran jam sessions in his office and at his house anymore. I'm not going to be able to go to his house and watch shows for girls and talk about how perfect Tom Brady's hair and his chiseled jawline look. I'm not going to be able to sit in the car with him anymore and act like his speeding doesn't scare me. Because we all did that. We all sat in that car and he would drive and you're just trying to act like you're not scared so that he wouldn't go faster. I'm not going to be able to hear him complain about how I picked up my gift from last year that he had sent to his house when he could have just had it sent to my house. I still don't get that. I'm not going to be able to find the half-full Diet Coke cans around the office and hear him screaming out from his office asking for a Diet Coke when there's about 13 of them around the office. And we got a email yesterday from one of our producers at Dish Nation, and he put a passage on there from Queen Elizabeth that I kept reading over and over because you can't focus on the I won't be able to anymore. And so I just want to read it real quick. It says, you can't shed the tears that he is gone. Hold on. Let me start over. You can share tears that he is gone, or you can smile because he has lived. You can close your eyes and pray that he'll come back, or you can open your eyes and see that he's left. A lot of memories. Your heart can be empty because you can't see him, or you can be full of the love you shared. You can turn your back on tomorrow and live yesterday. Or you can be happy for tomorrow because of yesterday.
In memory of Kid Craddock, who died this week last year.
Broadcasting to County Durham 20 and a half hours every day. This is Radio Durham. News, views and music from and for County Durham. On 94.5 VHF and Rediffusion.
The short-lived BBC Radio Durham launched this week in 1968, part of the BBC plan for 9 local radio experiments. And the people of Durham had firm ideas of what they wanted.
The history of Durham, if you like. Yeah. The features of local interest, you know, news, latest events and all like that.
I think they should put out programmes that should cater for the minority, which the larger networks do not do.
They invariably have a wrong telephone number. Ours is 2611 and theirs is 62611. Pig sick of Radio Durham.
Oh, don't mess with her. But the station got off to a decent start.
And well, now the moment has arrived. It's 11 minutes past 3. Outside at the garden party, the musical entertainment has stopped. The Right Honourable Edward Short has joined our station manager, Kenneth Brown, on the platform. And now we're going to join them.
Ladies and gentlemen,
A very good welcome to BBC Radio Durham, and I'm delighted that I have with me the Secretary of State for Education and Science, the Right Honourable Edward Short. And Minister, would you now please open our station for us?
This is the 8th local radio station in Britain, and I hope it's going to open an exciting chapter in radio entertainment in the northeast of England.
And just to prove that the BBC's current troubles are nothing new, Ted Short went on to say,
finally, a word about the BBC, and everybody clobbers the BBC. Well, now, I'd like to say a word in their praise.
Memories of the launch of Radio Durham 46 years ago. Its resources were transferred to BBC Radio Cumbria 4 years later. Even further north, 33 years ago, a new commercial radio station this week.
The franchise was advertised as Aberdeen and Inverness, and we won, in the end of the day, we were offered Aberdeen only, which clearly I personally was delighted with, because I didn't see us being able to manage Aberdeen and Inverness from Aberdeen with ease. And it wasn't by accident, I think, that we got the formula right.
Bobby Hay brings you another day on Northside.
And here I am, bringing you the very first day on Northside. Good Monday morning to you. We've got a nice day for it. Excellent. The first of a million and one good things coming your way. It's the Carpenters, and
we've only just begun.
North Sound launching in Aberdeen from its home in an old school this week in 1981. It used to go off air at 8 o'clock at night, didn't it? Oh, yes. Nicky Campbell started there too, didn't he? Commercial radio was in the news 5 years ago this week when the Prime Minister was caught off guard on Absolute Radio.
Talking about technology then, are you on Twitter?
No, I'm not. I'm not on Twitter. I think that you know, politicians do have to think about what we say. And I think the trouble with Twitter, the instantness of it, is I think there's too many twits might make a twat.
David Cameron on Absolute Radio with Christine O'Connell this week in 2009. So, with Chris Moyles joining Radio 1 17 years ago...
Hello, I'm Chris Moyles.
Dr. Fox launching the new Pepsi chart 21 years ago...
Pepsi chart recap.
Press the button, my friend.
And Ocean and 2CR evolving into Heart South Coast 4 years ago...
Heart is coming.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio.